I mean, what did you think, Ryan?
I think it's good. I think it'll. I mean, I think we definitely. I think that was. I think honestly, I think that was actually pretty good.
Yeah,
that might actually be airable.
Blog-worthy.
Yeah, I mean, because you know, this next one will actually have like specific shit to talk about, whereas this one we were just riffing.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think you're gonna. We nailed what probably I'm going to have the most opinions about and what Jones is going to have the most opinions about because...
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good to lay down background because that shows strengths and it's also going to show us, like, if we want to talk about other things, then, okay, here's what we need to do. But just to give you, like, because I was kind of taking notes as we went, like, that was 38, 40 minutes we talked about. I mentioned WP Framework briefly, talked about 2010, 2011, Standard Theme, Moses Theme, Chunk from Automatic, the Corporate from Elegant Themes, Bio Themes closing down. Like, that's a lot of theme talk.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm pretty, because, I mean, that's what we'll basically put up and say, here's what we talked about and mentioned in the show. And so, at the very least, you're going to get those theme shops checking it out.
Yeah,
and the fun part, because we tear them apart, and then they actually go listen to it.
Right, which, I mean, I was unaware of BioThemes closing down, so that's funny to me.
Yeah, that is, I think. That's great. Pretty funny. Well, and you're still using, like, the theme. We should actually, you should maybe, like, find a way to submit that. To like WordPress.org or like just make it available for download on your blog because like their stuff doesn't exist anymore. Like
So how do you get it? Right,
nobody can get it. You might as well put it up somewhere because I mean like
they completely took it away.
Let's go to biothemes.com. Like it doesn't exist.
It's like fucking it's parking there. Page or what?
Yeah, it's nothing.
I'm going there right now.
It's gonna be a not found.
Yeah, it's the domain's gone.
Yeah, no, I mean they shut it down completely. That was. I forget the one guy and John O'Nolan. I mean, O'Nolan's he's traveling now. He's
Gillett Pelegram or Grom. I don't know what it's.
Yeah, that was a bummer too because they had that one and they had a couple other ones that were designed and looked pretty cool.
When I remember when that first came out, I had emailed him. He had an issue, and then he just gave it to me for free. So.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because it hasn't been that long ago since you set it up.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably. Yeah,
we need to, you put a post on your blog, or we need to like. Here's what I can do. We need to create like a WP Candy themed graveyard.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And just start, you know, I will submit them to .org.
Themes that Nick Weaver's using that are closed down,
including the ones that hacked.
One, Quality Control, that one theme that I think App Themes ended up buying, and I think they remade into a new theme, but like. Try, like, right now, Quality Control, like, that old theme that... It was, like, a bug tracking theme. So it was, like, you used it, and it, like, gave you a bug tracker using WordPress. You can't find it. That old version of the theme is gone.
That, and I was using Accumula, which had TimThumb in it. So, I mean, like, I got a whole bunch of shit to talk about with that, asshole.
Yeah. There's plenty to talk about. That's for sure. Okay, cool. So, Jones, I know you said you had to run.
Yeah, I'll wrap up here in a second. Okay. You guys... So, Nick, you're headed out for a little while. Ryan, one of the people coming over to hang out.
I have no idea. I've got, this is a crazy day. I've got David Bissett, who's a organizer of WordCamp Miami, who's going to jump on, I think, here in about 20, 30 minutes. And we're going to do just a kind of general news of the week stuff for the main podcast because Brian was busy today and didn't have his mic. So.
Oh, gotcha.
So I'm going to do that. Hopefully I'll maybe take a break and... Drink something real quick, so it's not.
Drink something really heavy and hard.
Oh, podcast, so podcast, podcast.
Glug, glug, glug. But probably, I mean, what is it now? 7 something? So probably 8.
Okay. Aside from the quality on your end for the stream, I feel like this what we're doing now would work for a few weeks until you can scrumble up crumbs for that board. So.
I think this is strong. I think this works.
Yeah, and man, I'll probably come over and start doing some
building.
Well, come up with a wish list tonight, at least.
Yeah. I'll be able to think about.
You staying here tonight too?
Once the magazine's fully out, then I'll.
Can't wait.
And that should hopefully be in about a week.
What's your best round?
Well, I'm a little kind of surprised about how easily I got over kind of my stage fright, so to speak.
Yeah, no, not even noticeable. I mean,
when I hear somebody or when I go back to listen to it. I'm probably going to freak out, but
just don't. That's what I don't. I
just don't because
just
Jones
don't listen to them ever.
It's your personality, and it doesn't matter.
No, right? Fuck them.
Honestly, I had to
just don't say fuck. You'll be fine.
I had to listen today to the interview I did with Lance Willett last year to get ready for my thing with him today, and I hate it because I don't like listening myself. But I've in the past year made hundreds of hours probably of stuff like this, and I just create it, publish it, and move on to the next one. Never look back. Never ever look
on to the next one.
I mean, that's kind of like Justin and I's fucking dumb web show. It's like,
yeah,
just stop caring. Do stuff that makes yourself laugh or that you enjoy. And don't even worry about it.
Well, that's true because, I mean, Ryan, you're talking about how hard you are on yourself. Going back, I mean, I think for the most part, they're just fine. I mean, I've listened to probably half a dozen of them so far.
And it progresses. And I think this ours is already steps ahead of other podcasts I've done because we all know and have talked to each other.
Yeah, right.
As many podcasts I do, you don't know the person or you haven't had hours of conversation with them, so it's really hard to kind of find that pattern, that rhythm.
Sure.
So I think that'll definitely help with this.
Yeah, I agree.
Awesome. Well,
all right.
Fun, so let's do it again.
Definitely. We'll catch you guys soon.
All right. You give some homework to... themes to look at, and
I'll put some thoughts together. I'll get the P2 up and we'll start collaborating there.
Get yourself a drink, damn it.
All right,
so need a drink.
All right, I'll catch you guys later.
I'll come by in a half hour or so.
Okay, sounds good.
Bye.